Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, horny. Y'all know it is winning Wednesday all day long. As long as I got my gumbo rum, I'm winning, honey. I'm not losing nothing around here. No. Listen, today is August the 17th, 2022, 1 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kingston, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. This show is being brought to you by GumboRum.com. That's GumboRum, GumboRum.com. GumboRum.com. Please do visit GumboRum online for all your rum libation needs. We do have two different flavors of gumbo rum. We have natural vanilla, which is gumbo gold, and natural coconut, which is gumbo silver. The CEO and the founder of gumbo rum is Steve Gump. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you what Steve came up with. I've been complaining around here. You know what I'm saying. You know, I've been complaining about all these flavors. We ain't got but two flavors to pick from. So he comes up with the idea. He said, well, you know what, Fierce? I got some other flavors that you can try out and sample and see how you like it. He tells me he got some gumbo rum, some spinach-flavored gumbo rum. He got some Captain Crunch-flavored gumbo rum. He got some peanut butter-flavored gumbo rum. And then to top it all off, now I know what he told me. The man told me he got some chitlin-flavored gumbo rum. I say, man, what planet are you coming from up in here? I say, who in the world gonna drink some chitlin gumbo rum? No, babe, listen. People that's drinking rum is trying to get their feel good on. Now, if you got something that's tasting like chitlin is going down your throat, you're liable to choke to death. I say, Steve, you really ain't trying to make no money. Not coming up with some flavors called chitlin gumbo rum. What's the matter with you, man? What's the matter with you? Listen. Now, y'all know I like to entertain. Listen, while you on Facebook, you know, use keyword Fierce Man. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Got a hot show. Listen, the music is banging, man. Hold on a minute. Let me take my jacket off. Y'all take off my jacket in this engineer booth. What happened to the air conditioning? You know, these people, I don't know what's the matter with him. Turn on this air conditioner up in here. Listen, what y'all sitting down for, rock set? I mean, these people setting their butts down in the chair. We come up in here to do some work. Set up the bar, please. Thank you very kindly. Listen. Got some hot music on today. Independent artist Happy Cremonigans. Listen, yeah, congratulations to Happy Cremonigans. Oh, my goodness. They've been placed on several playlists. Oh, Lord, I guess I should have waited and not just spill the beans. But listen, also independent artist Patricia and independent artist Dummy Francis got some great music, baby. And where is the music being heard, y'all? Come on, quiet. Would y'all stand up and be at attention? Who is going to hear the music, people? Hey, people all over the world, baby. Listen, I love what I do. Listen, let me tell y'all something. You know, I was talking about yesterday on New York City's website, New York City Podcast Network. They send us a lot of traffic. Well, y'all know something. Yesterday we had a lot of traffic on one show. one show. Now, to me, you know, I know this show ain't big as, what's that man, Rob Burgundy. He got a million people. That be like, y'all heard of Rob Burgundy? He's the most popular podcaster around everywhere. Well, you know, we had 1,800 people yesterday, 1,800 people on one show. And I said, what you say there? I said, now, that's a major accomplishment. I said, I felt a little good about that. I felt really good. So, listen, let me tell y'all again. I was telling y'all yesterday, New York City Podcast Network is the largest directory of radio and podcast shows. When you see that link, click on the link and vote on your show. What that does, it sends a lot of traffic to us, and then that means that traffic, of course, trickles down to your Spotify profile. Yes, 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 indeed. Listen, I got some great music up on today. Oh, my goodness. Happy Cremonigans. Yes, baby. Idle time. Listen, I like what they're doing. They got some good music up in here. Listen, would you please put the ice up in my drink? Y'all know when music is playing that I be busy working. So I be working on my drinks. Listen, Idle Time is coming up by independent artist Happy Cremonigans. Idle Time. That's awesome. That is Idle Time, Idle Time, Idle Time by the Happy Cremungans. You guys know what? There is no better job in the world than this right here. This is the best job in the world. You know what? Because I get to listen to great music by great people. You know what I'm saying? I like that song, Idle Time. Let me tell you something. I'm going to get back to Happy Cremungans. Y'all know what? I got some good news. I got some good news. God is so good. Y'all know God is so good. Y'all know I like to entertain and everything, playing around with Gumba Rum. But now, listen, on the real, somebody donated the Fierce Female Network a billboard. Can you believe that? Well, what happened? There's another band in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, and they asked me for a logo and information on this network, which I've done musical salutes with them in the past, and they asked me for my information. This is okay, and they're going to put our logo up on the billboard. That's wonderful. Y'all know what that means? That's great news for you guys. That means, of course, that's bringing traffic into the show. It's just a beautiful thing, just a beautiful thing. So I am so appreciative and so very thankful. Listen, now, the independent artist, Happy Cremungans, I love their music. Listen here. In Idle Time, I can't help it, but they remind me of Paul McCartney, the Beatles, and the Monkees. I know this sounds a little nutty, but they do. They have a great sound. They have a great folk Americana sound. That's their genre and some songs that create. And it still reminds me of that one song. I was thinking yesterday about the Happy Cremungans, and I was like, man, what is that song that Andy and Opie always sings on when Aunt B is, the guy is, Driscoll is, declaring his love for Aunt B, and I was like, oh, I know what it is. Old Man Tucker. You know, they remind me of that song. Old Man Tucker, Old Man Tucker. You guys probably don't even watch Andy Griffin, but I watch Andy Griffin, and I love that episode. And guess what? I watch it on Amazon Prime over and over again, just to watch Aunt B's facial expressions when Driscoll is winking and scooting over to her, and she's very uncomfortable. You guys ever had that happen where there's some guy that likes you, and you're like, really, I'm not feeling this. You know what I'm saying. So listen, Happy Cremungans, you know, they remind me of the McCartneys and the Beatles. They really, I love that song, Idle Time. It's really, really nice, really, really refreshing. And listen, congratulations, Happy Cremungans. Y'all were placed on some playlist. Listen to what you will get to report on today. Got some other good music from Dominique Francis. I love this one. It is wonderful. You know, see, I like this job. It's the best job in the world because it gives me great memories. Great songs give you great memories. It really does. And so, you know, on your down days, you can play some music and feel a little better. Right. So that's why people need to listen to the Fierce Female Network. So listen, this song is called Wonder. I love this song. This is Wonder, Wonder, Wonder. Y'all check this out.
Wonder, yes, sometimes I wonder what you're doing these days. Are you still alone? Wonder, yes, sometimes I wonder. Don't think it's good for me. Should leave it alone. I wonder if you wonder.
artist, independent artist, Dami Francis. She has a smoking boss hot voice, and I love that song, Wonder. I'm telling you. Listen, she is a project. Her project is a quarantine-born music project seasoned by musicians with elements of pop, soul, and rock, and combines it into a genreless but grooving new tune, Wonder. And yes, it is about relationships that never blossom. She produces all of her own music. There is more music coming out in September. Listen, I love that song. And her voice is, like, amazing. And so this song is about relationships that never blossom. Y'all know, Mama always got a story. Always got a story. I guess if I never dated so many different people, I wouldn't have so many different stories. Well, let me tell you, there's one little story. And now this song is about relationships that never blossom. I had the most amazing friend. This was a long time ago, of course. And, I went out with this gentleman, and I mean, it was the most amazing experience I ever had. It was just wonderful, and I never did know why we didn't go out again. He just called me up, and you know, this is the thing about dating. This is the real thing about dating, whether it happens to the lady or whether it happens to the man. I never found out why, after such a spectacular date, why there was no third date. You know what I mean? He just called me up, and he says, well, you know, you take care, and you know, you never know why. I think that people shouldn't do that to one another, because it leaves the door wide open. It doesn't give you any closure, and you're trying to figure out, well, what in the world? You know, you spent a date. Our first date was like 2 days. The first date was so great. It was like a two-day date, because he picked me up that afternoon, that Saturday afternoon. I think came back home Monday, and went out to dinner, went on a picnic, and went to Navy Pier. It was just phenomenal. And then I went back to his house and stayed the night. It was amazing. Now, he was a workaholic. He was an engineer at ComEd, and he spent all of his time at work. He had a bed there, and he would always spend the night at his job, yada, yada, yada. But he just called and says, well, you know what, I really enjoyed it. It was really nice. And you take care. I'm like, take care of what? What am I supposed to be taking care of? I thought I was going to be taking care of you. I'm like, what in the world? And my heart was crushed for like 2 weeks. It took me about 2 weeks to get over that thing, because I really thought it was magnetic. And I said, well, what happened? And she said, you know what? You scared him. That's all, baby. You scared him. She said, that's all. He just ran because you scared him. It was just so in sync. So I think for somebody to show up at your house, and we both got on the same outfit and didn't plan, didn't say nothing. We both had on the exact same outfit. It's just that I had on the skirt and he had on the pants. It was just like, we looked like, what the Sam Hill up in here? She said, that's all, baby. He was just scared. That's all. I said, okay, well, I'm still hurt. My heart is still bleeding. That hurt. Anyway, so I got her over there, and it went on, and y'all know it's just one. So I just wonder, that's all wonder. I wonder if we have really continued to see one another, What would have happened? You know what I'm saying. You know, so listen. I got some more great music. Coming up next is the independent artist, Patrice, and she got some bad music as well. You're going to really enjoy her. She got a lot of great songs. So listen, I got a couple of numbers by this independent artist. You are going to love it and enjoy it. And she also does, she's a pop artist, and she does dance, pop, and R&B artist, born and raised in New York. Her smooth and catchy delivery gives her music an upbeat age. At the age of 8, Patrice started playing the violin and became a natural virtuoso. Her love of music became her main source of all her hopes and dreams. Growing up in the 90s, she was heavily inspired by pop and R&B artists like Michael Jackson. You know, Billie Jean. Anyway, Mariah Carey and Madonna. You know, I ain't going to start talking about Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey was just so beautiful. I hate her and Nick Cannon's marriage didn't last. They were just such a beautiful couple, and they were just so in love. I just hate that they didn't last longer. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm the kind of person, I just like to see people stay together. I don't like to see folks break up. So anyway, Mariah Carey, do y'all know what she's doing now? And did she making any more records? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, and Madonna, she also loves hip-hop. Artists like Lil' Kim, Biggie, and Tupac. She began writing, producing, and recording her songs, and started collaborating with other talented artists and met throughout her career. Now, listen, this sister is bad, bad. Now, listen, y'all need to take notice also. She got a really nice website. She's professional, polished. Okay, and she know what she's doing. She got some red hot music, baby, and you're going to get to enjoy it. This is Ordinary Girl, Ordinary Girl. Take a listen. Now, listen, after Ordinary Girl is going to be Only One. Mm-hmm.
Is it cause I handle my business or is it cause I'm a boss? I've been making moves all day, big shit popping all year. If I intimidate you, you don't belong here. If I intimidate you, you don't belong here. I can be a sweetheart, or I can get a little spicy. I'm matching energies, ain't got no time for no frenemies. I let you go out of my life, I won't think twice. Don't get me wrong, bullshit aside, I'm really nice. You better be coming correct, ain't got no time for no games. Ain't got no time for no games. The ball on my court, never seen no girl like me before. I'm not your baby, first of all I am a lady. Don't call me crazy, unless you want to see me go crazy, boy. Put some respect to my name, put some respect to my name. You better be coming correct, ain't got no time for no games. Ain't got no time for no games. Ain't got no time for no games. I'm not.
Y'all know what? Now listen. Now there's some truth about what I'm giving to say about ordinary girl. Just some real truth. Now listen. You know, a lot of gentlemen like ordinary girls. Now listen, I know women, I learned this lesson when I was young. Guys don't like women with a lot of makeup and a lot of weave and all this kind of business. But I don't know what it is about us. You know, I'm included. I don't know what it is about us. We like to put on all, I don't anymore because I always thought, even when I started at 15, I could not leave out the house with a face full of Fashion Fair makeup. That was my brand. It had to be Fashion Fair. I was so in the mirror, I had to have on my makeup. 15, can you imagine? 15 years old. 15, I can't even remember where did I get the money from because Fashion Fair was kind of expensive. But anyway, that was the only brand I was buying. I would not, and I'm going outside to play, y'all. Going outside. Do you believe this? Well, I was going outside just to hang out with my friends, and I was the only girl walking around looking like somebody's on the cover of a magazine. I am so serious. I had to have on my little jeans, of course, creased and pressed and everything, my little t-shirt. And I got my makeup, and I had my little boyfriend had my makeup on, and I'm just looking like I just stepped out of Vogue magazine or something. And so one day, the guy that I was dating, Lil Ricky, God rest his soul, Lil Ricky, he says to me, we walking down the street, he says, you know something, I got to say something, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. And I'm like, what is it? And he says, why do you wear so much makeup? It's not like you need it. He's, I get tired of all this makeup, all that lipstick getting all over my face. I'm like, oh, really? He was like, yeah, stop wearing all that makeup. So it kind of broke me up a little bit from wearing all the makeup because he said he got tired of it being all over his face. I said, okay, okay, because he was always coming to my house. We was always together, every single day, always together, always. So listen, that kind of put me on pause with the makeup. Of course, I still wear my great makeup, but that put me on pause a little bit. So listen, ladies, you ain't got to always look like you stepping out of Vogue magazine. Now listen, if you're not interested in a fella, keep on. Put your foot on the gas with it. Put your foot on the gas. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Listen, up next is Only One. This is Only One. You know what I'm saying? Make me the only. Y'all know what it's like. Now, listen here. Y'all know y'all done been out on a date or knew some fella, and you wasn't exclusive yet. You wasn't exclusive, but you wanted to be exclusive. Now, y'all can relate to this song, Only One, and you want to be the only one. You want to be exclusive, and sometimes the fella ain't ready yet. He ain't there yet. And y'all know how the ladies do. You know how we do something, but not me. Not me. I'm not talking about me. You know, sometimes hanging around just waiting. When is this guy going to make up his mind? So, you know, you're dating other people and whatnot, waiting to see, what's going to ever happen or develop from this friendship. When is it going to get to the next stage? See, now, I like to be in the position where the guy is kind of like, well, you know, I would kind of like to take this to the next step. Now, that's the best position to be in, and I'm not talking about a laying down position. Okay, so listen. Let me tell you something. I got another song that's coming up. You know, it's all about entertainment up in here. This music is being brought to you by independent artist Patrice. And let me tell you something. Y'all got to check out her website. I don't know what's going on with people, that people don't believe in websites. So what is the deal? detail here. You know, I text out everything. So listen, she has a banging bad website. It is patriciaofficial.com, and that's spelled P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A official.com. Y'all need to check it out. It's banging bad. Also, there's another super bad site. Y'all need to check it out. With Happy Cremonicus, they got a really, really nice website as well. I'm going to give you that URL. I got one more song, y'all. Check this out. This is I Feel It Too. Check this out, baby.
What you is for me to do. Getting so tired of explaining myself like I'm stuck on repeat. Like I'm stuck on repeat. I don't like this shit either. You think I got out of the bed and I said, I hope I hurt some more people. I hope I hurt someone's feelings. Just want me right. Ain't got to worry about the other guy. The past is the past, baby, love me like you first do. When we first met and we first kissed. You make me feel like a beautiful woman. Oh. So hard when we started getting into. I just need a little more time. Gotta make it sound so easy. Gotta have patience with me. If it's meant to be, let it be. It got worse when we first started falling in love. A little more personal. Now I'm cursing and all this stuff. I really don't deserve it. It don't matter what we do. I don't wanna rush into. Wanna make love with you.
You know something, independent artist Patricia, you know, it's like a lover's afternoon or something. Y'all ever dated somebody? You know, I just stayed on dating lane or something, you know, but most songs, some of the best songs, of course, is rap. Rap, yes, but R&B, you know, your dance music and your ballads and your love songs, some of those are the best. And so, you know what I'm saying? It's like, now, independent artist Patricia, she her songs are great because she's talking about love, you know, and she's saying, I feel it too. And you know something? One of the best feelings in the world, when you got two people that's feeling exactly the same way, and he hugs you. Now, this is the best thing in the world. When you're going out with somebody and you're past that stage where you ain't got to be, you can just be yourself. You're supposed to just be yourself. When he shows up to you, and I just love it. I had a lot of relationships like that. When you just be yourself, you ain't got to be putting no whole bunch of makeup. You can have on your raggedy pajamas. Yeah, now, listen, let me tell you something. That's why I'm so grateful and so thankful. I have this one guy, I'm pretty much out of time. I'm going to say this, then I got to keep it moving because I got another show coming up later on. I had this one friend, there was nothing romantic about this friendship. But this particular individual, sweetest guy in the world, we did a lot of business together. He always knew, and most of my friends do know, that they can either call me anytime or come by my house. And so he did. He had disappeared on me, and I hadn't seen him. So one night, it was like midnight or 1 in the morning. Of course, I was in the bed sleeping. He comes by the house, and I'm like, as soon as I peeked out the window, and I says, oh, my God, it's Charlie. It's Charlie. So I opened the door. And I just jumped out, just leaped in his arms. My mother came to say, well, what the hell is going on up in here? And, I mean, I stayed in his arms for I don't know how long because I hadn't seen him forever. Now, listen, no relationship, but it was just the fact that this was my friend that I hadn't seen in so long. And he comes in, and he's just telling me the whole story of what happened. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm sitting there in my pajamas, and I'm just, like, cool and chilling. And so after he leaves, my mother says, well, what's going on with you and Charlie? I says, nothing. She said, well, it looks like a lot of something to me. And I'm like, no, 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 there is nothing. There's no relationship. It's just that I missed him. I hadn't seen him in so long, and he had to come by because he hadn't seen me in so long. And he's telling me what happened. I was like, yeah. And so Charlie's doing excellent. He's doing well, and God bless him. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a so-cold blast. It's been wonderful. And listen, I got another show that's coming up later on today. Y'all need to make sure you go to Amazon or iTunes or whatever your favorite streaming platform. Follow the Fierce Female Network so you get all the shows, my darlings. In the special words of Don Caniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.